Levin, why would we need troops on the ground? A lot of reasons, and we wouldn't need 300,000 of them. By Jeff Poor on March 30, 2026. During his opening monologue on Saturday, Fox News host Mark Levin suggested there may be some limited circumstances in which U.S. ground troops would be needed for its military operations against Iran. Partial transcript as follows. So what the president is doing is monumental in terms of protecting the American people. So this is the problem with the argument of the Democrats. This is the problem with their switched position, Schumer's changed position. This is the problem with the media and so forth. They're not thinking through. They're not thinking outside the box. The president has to. People are bringing information to him. And he has to worry about all of these things. Now one other thing, troops on the ground. He said, no troops on the ground. I don't remember that in any campaign speech either. But why would we need troops on the ground? Well, there's a lot of reasons, and we wouldn't need 300,000 of them. It's this uranium, too. We've got to get the uranium, if it cannot be destroyed. If it cannot be altered, we've got to get it for the reason I just said. You can make dirty bombs, and over time, you can still make sophisticated missiles. So you need to get to the uranium. That's why I am reading in the paper, we are talking about the 82nd Airborne. We're talking about these various special forces and the various military services and so forth. He's not talking about sending regular army and infantry in by the hundreds of thousands. The men he's talking about, the units he is talking about, they are specialized. And you know what else? I remember from my days in the Reagan administration. Many of them are trained for a moment like this to try and secure enriched uranium. Many have been trained for moments like this. I guess what I'm trying to say is, we're in good hands. No, not with Allstate, but with President Trump, because he's a man with enormous intelligence, enormous common sense. He's not an ideologue. He doesn't run around with slogans. He is prudential. He looks at the facts, he looks at the challenge, and he's dealing with it. Now, you might say, but he's negotiating a peace deal. First of all, did you look at those 15 points that were in the media? You know what that was? That was unconditional surrender. The Iranians apparently said no. The president said, okay, who's up next? I think we're very lucky that he is where he is. Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.